Welcome back to All Killer No Filler Week here at Your Daily Lex. And I have to say, I generated more feedback than I expected yesterday. And I'm going to withdraw my claim, or maybe 2 days ago. I'm going to withdraw my claim that Sierra is a crazy person. I think it was 2 days ago. Because I said that Sierra was a crazy person for believing that in 99 bottles of beer on the wall, the bottles are atop a wall. I said that was nuts. Clearly there's like some shelving unit or something on the wall, and that's where you're getting the bottles. And many of you wrote to me to say that no, in your vision as well, the bottles are atop a wall. I don't know where all of you people are going, where there are walls with accessible tops. My walls typically have ceilings on the tops that preclude me from putting bottles there. But listen, I to each their own, I guess. I don't know. But I support that is a reasonably commonly held belief that in 99 bottles of beer on the wall, that's where the bottles are. They're on top of the wall, you weirdos. Okay, let's do an episode.
Your Daily Lex.
Yesterday, at some point in the middle of the day, the family went to Jenkinson's, which is I don't even know what the hell to call it, but it's like an amusement park, sort of. That's overstating it, but it's a they got rides and games and lots of food stores, and it's in New Jersey. It's a boardwalk in Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey. Over the years, we have collected many coupons and gift cards and other things to Jenkinson's, but we don't go all that often. And when we are there, we don't spend all that time there. Because it's, you know, overpriced and silly and whatever. But we decided that we were going to go yesterday and we weren't going to have a yes day exactly. Cause if I told my kids they could have a yes day, I think that they would, want to buy every souvenir that exists and also eat 900 desserts. And I can't wrap my head, but we said we would have a fewer no day. So we went, Lee wanted to do the train ride. Most of us did not, but we did the train ride for Liam. He went on a bunch of rides. I took the older two to the arcade. And we knew that the arcade, we wanted to win lots of tickets. Plus, we had a bunch of coupons for additional tickets. You know, the tickets that you redeem at the end for giant, stupid prizes. And we played a lot of skee ball. So we're playing skee ball. Ani and I were at the machine side by side. And I saw that my machine was screwing up in that I was doing quite well, but the balls would not return. They would get stuck. And it happened for the second and the third and the fourth. And eventually, I'm out of balls to roll on the skee ball track, but I still have more turns. And so I go to the people at the front. They're like, no, just if you roll another one, they'll all get loose. I'm like, well, I don't have another one and they're all there. So no, they're not getting loose. And so one person's like super confused, but another employee's like, you should have to get them. And she climbs up the skee ball machine and gets the balls and brings them back down. And she's like, you should be good now. And I'm like, I don't know why I would be good now. You fixed nothing. You simply got those, but okay, let's try. And of course, immediately the balls all get stuck again. So I knew not to use that machine anymore. We were winning lots of tickets there. We were playing some 3D electronic shooting game where we could win lots of tickets. They had this weird Angry Birds branded machine. One of those machines where you can like trigger coins to drop, except in this case, it's not real quarters. It's fake quarters and they don't come out of the machine even as you win them. They all just lead to more tickets. But we knew we were going to have thousands of tickets. And with all the coupons we had for tickets, plus the tickets we were winning, by the end of our time in the arcade, we had something like 8,400 tickets. And that was almost enough to get one emoji mug, but we don't need another mug. So instead we're like, let's get small, stupid things. And we got so many things. And you know, they're keeping a running tab of how many you have and how many you have left. And it's like, oh, well, I'd like one army guy. And we'd like seven of the rings. We'd like this stupid slinky. We'd like, oh, I definitely got a mini skateboard that's got Sonic the Hedgehog on it. And it was just a steadily increasing level of stupidity. And we were taking it very seriously. We're doing real-time math. The one behind the counter is doing the math with her little electronic counting machine. It wasn't a calculator. It was a thing that she could scan the prizes and know what they were all worth and how many we had left. So we end up getting, you know, just tons of dumb crap that will eventually get thrown away. But it was very exciting. We also, my kids had candy apples for the first time. Listen, I like candy. I like apples. I have no temptation from a candy apple. I did not partake of the candy apples, even the peanut butter cup candy apple, because I don't think those flavors go together. I know some people like apples and peanut butter. I'm not one of those people. We did a fun house, and that was quite fun. At first, we were all together, but then we're like, we don't want to be together because now we can see where you're walking in this mirror maze, and we don't want to. There were two different mirror mazes in this fun house. The second time, although I was not near Ani, I kept seeing Ani, not knowing where to go, although we were some distance apart from each other, and that was quite amusing. But yeah, it was a surprisingly fun time at Jenkinson's. I got a massive ice cream thing that was in a waffle bubble cone. And I don't know where everybody's been on this story. Hello, journalists. But bubble waffles are definitely the superior waffles. Like that, they have finally figured out the right format for waffle. And it's bubbles. Waffle bubbles. Man, it was so good. Anyway, Jenkinson's, it was fun. And I missed that ice cream. It was peanut butter cup waffle bubble cone thing. And I was very impressed by, I think most of the time you expect a funhouse to be stupid, and most of the time they are, but this was a well done funhouse. So well done, Jenkinson's. And put your beer away, people.
Lex.